New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah. You don't know how you're supposed to earn it or what to do with it or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm Gabe Dunn, your host. This is a mailbag episode. This is my dog. If you're watching the video, you can see him. He's in my lap because that's where he insists on being. Okay, this week we got a lot to go through. First of all, I want to thank everyone who left a review for the show. There was quite a few. And so I'm going to read a couple up top. I know people are like, not annoyed, but they're like, oh, you're just reading reviews. Whatever. You guys left some really nice ones and I'm really happy that you did. And so I'm going to read that. So these are three new ones that came in the last like few days, which like, thank you so much. So this one is from Easy Elijah and it says 5 stars, all-time favorite podcast. I have too much to say, so I'll just leave it at the title. This is my all-time favorite podcast, hands down, 5 stars for sure. Wow. I don't know what prompted you all to start leaving reviews, but I love that for me. Okay. This is from Kyle TX Wahoo. And then it says, he actually doesn't talk down to you. Gabe is like my cool big brother, but we didn't connect until adulthood, so he doesn't bother me in that brother way. He makes me laugh at the bar, but then I break down crying and he gives me a hug. I love financial wellness podcasts, and this is the only one I know of where the host pauses to comfort strangers in every episode. Gabe rocks. You can do this. Aww. That's really sweet. And now I'm doing it to you. Okay. This is from Brit1135. Money fave. I am not a financial girly by any means, but I have learned so much from Gabe. They have topical coverage of money issues and truly listen to what the audience is curious about. A great podcast for practical financial explanations and social justice perspectives about money. 5 stars. Did I pay all of you guys to do that and then I forgot? Anyway, thank you so much. Please leave more Apple reviews. That would be extremely helpful. I now will welcome our patrons, Jamie, Chelsea, and Lisa. Thank you so much for your patronage. I really appreciate it. Okay, so now here are some Instagram messages. Because we have some emails, but let's get to the Insta messages first. Okay, so this is an Insta message from Emily. Oh my God, I just listened to your takedown of Blank Check. Phenomenal. Also, haven't seen or thought about that movie since I was like 10. Since we're going all in on how inappropriate said on-screen relationship was, has anyone checked on these people? Like Brian Bonsall and Karen Duffy, have they made statements or commented on it in recent years? Are they in therapy? How does this possibly get past so many decision makers along the way? Oi, it was great to have a closer look at the fucked up 90s. Yes, if you don't know, we did a breakdown and takedown about the movie Blank Check. And in it, there is a romantic relationship, quote unquote, said with the most side eye of all time, between like an 11-year-old boy and a 31-year-old woman. Brian Bonsall quit acting. I don't know if it was for this reason. Karen Duffy has continued to work pretty steadily. Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's kind of it says something when a child actor stops acting, doesn't it? We all know that that is a terrible and terrifying industry, especially for kids. This is an Instagram message from Stephanie, I think is how they say the name. Stephanie. Sorry if I got that wrong. Hi, Gabe. Just listened to the latest episode and it caused me to remember this story about when my mom was trying to sell her mirror and two large paintings. I don't remember exact numbers, but I remember this one guy messaging my brother, who was in charge of everything, and he told my brother he'd pay for the shipping and even sent a fake check. My brother has aspirations of working in sales, and he was so excited about this being his first sale. The bank ended up being like, yeah, this is a fake check, and my brother was devastated. We still have the mirror and the painting. Listening to the show made me remember this story. Oh my God, a fake check? That's horrible. Yeah, please be advised of all scams. Like, selling stuff online is so hard, and your brother did nothing wrong. He's not at fault for this because the scammer is at fault. So that sucks. If you want to post the mirror and the paintings, I would love to promote that. You tag me, I'll post it. And if someone scams you, I'll ruin them. I'll run them straight to the ground for you. But I'll help you sell those if you want, whatever. Okay, this is a message from Edgar, and it says, this one made me laugh. Hey, hope you're doing well. Are you the one editing all your content? Saw you've been on the grind recently with the podcast and wanted to give you some applause on that. Okay, so Melissa and her company edit this podcast and JBU. My friend and producer Logan edits my other show, The New Guys. We give notes, like we listen through and give notes. I edit the videos for Just Between Us. So if you are on the YouTube channel, I edit those videos. But the videos that are on Patreon for Bad With Money, those are edited by Melissa's company, if that makes sense. I think he's talking about the episode with Tori Dunlap. I don't have an assistant. I have a very wonderful team of podcast people. But I do all the Instagram promo, except Melissa's company posts about our show too. But yeah, I guess Tori's got a bunch of people working for her, and I'm a rube who's doing a lot too much myself, maybe. She said she doesn't post to her own Instagram, which is wild because I have like 45 Instagram accounts and I'm posting from all of them. And then someone asked me if I like all of the content that I post from other accounts. And of course I do, obviously. And please don't judge me for that. Oh boy, can your finances take a hit during the holidays? I've definitely had stuff come up that I, you know, forgot about last minute, gifts for people, realizing I don't have something for someone's plus one or significant other, trying to put together meals. I mean, you can think you've thought everything through for the holidays, and oh boy, might it take a while to recover financially. But we all get it. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to spend time with people and make the most of it and have this magical time that we all look forward to all year long. We spend more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I am notorious for forgetting about automatic payments, and then I overdraft. I have had a history of overdrafting my account. It's horrible. There's tons of fees. There's even fees for going below a certain number, even if you aren't overdrafting. Like, it is such a relief to have a Chime account that allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. It's a financial tech company with a sense of community. You can have temporarily increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. Join the millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, this is a message. Boop. This is a message from a pseudonym Ivy, she, her. It's an email. Hi, Gabe. I've been meaning to write in for a while and have finally gotten around to it. I wanted to share my experience with paid job interview components outside of the tech industry. Woo! Okay, wow, because you techies were really writing in. Okay, back to the email. I am currently looking for a new higher paying role, and let's just say the struggle has been real. Since January, I've applied to 17 roles, of which 8 I didn't make it past the application process for, 2 I am currently in the interview process for, okay, that's sweet, and 7 I have been ghosted from. Tight. Okay, back to the email. This does not include the 6 applications I gave up on and actually didn't apply because I was overwhelmed and struggling to juggle both applying and my actual life. I wanted to highlight my experience with one organization. This is a nonprofit organization and the role is administration HR related and the first time I have ever been paid for my labor during an interview process. Oh, PS from Gabe, we are going to do an HR interview, which I'm very excited about. Okay, back to the email. The initial application was a generic form, cover letter, resume, and an assignment that took me 2 hours and 45 minutes to complete. I was highly annoyed by the assignment as I was extremely early in the interview process, but I guess it helps to weed out folks. Imagine my surprise when I get a follow-up email that the next step is another assignment. The company explained in their email that they use a work-based hiring process. All assignments are graded blindly through the first and second phase of the process, and only applicants whose skills are well showcased will make it to the actual interview phase. However, I was pleasantly surprised to see that it would be compensated at a flat rate of $175. Okay, that's not bad. The assignment was to see how I think through prioritizing different tasks, and nothing I provided could be used by the company. The organization stated that it was a timed exercise and they expected us to complete it within 4 hours. I stayed within the guidelines, even though that meant I wasn't going to complete all the requests in the assignment. Luckily, my work showed for itself and I made it to the interview stage. One thing I will point out is that it was extremely amazing that the company included this line in their email. Please let us know if this is lower than your standard rate or if you need a higher rate in order to cover childcare costs. If the hourly rate that will cover your expenses is different from our proposed rate, please let us know before starting the exercise. Wow. So this is the second nonprofit I've heard about doing this. Okay. Wow. And the other one was in Toronto, which I mentioned in a previous episode. But if you look up, I think it's Toronto Food Share. But yeah, I guess a lot of nonprofits are doing this. Not a lot, but more than I've heard about other businesses. They also included information on the payment timeline. We typically make a single cumulative payment for all paid sample work either at the end of the process or after any stage where we decline to move forward with your candidacy. Please let us know if you'd like to be paid sooner and we will do our best to accommodate your request. If we look at all the time I have spent so far, 2.5 hours on application, 4 hours on second assignment, and 0.5 hours on informational call and 1 hour on interview and future time to be spent, 1 hour on final interview if granted. Jesus Christ. The flat rate for one assignment comes to hourly about $19.44. That is less than my current hourly rate, but hey, it's something. Anywho, I wanted to give more background on my own experience and share some numbers. Hopefully this is helpful. Been a committed listener to the show since I came across it in 2018. Thank you for the amazing content. Literally always a highlight of my podcast list. Ivy, she, her. P.S. This is a pseudonym. I'm still in the job search process and don't want it getting back to my current employer somehow. Okay, so that's interesting that they've been paying for assignments. And I guess that does break down to like almost $19.50 an hour. But yeah, more places should be doing this because I'm sure then they would take more seriously the people they were actually considering. But holy crap, like the job search process seems impossible right now. Like that is so much time and so many steps. Wow. I don't envy the job search situation right now, I say, as my entire industry is on strike because we're treated unfairly. Yeah, things are bad. Okay, this is an email about cost for a name change because I asked. I said the cost for my name change in California, in Los Angeles, and now this person wrote in to talk about their name change in New York, not the city. Hey, Gabe, I'm Ellie, she, her, and I changed my last name unrelated to marriage. The cost of filing was $210. Cost is the same for both name change and name sex designation change paperwork. Each certified copy of the paperwork was $5. I got several, but turns out basically no bank needed to keep them, so I only needed two copies. Anyway, I think you're great. Keep being awesome, Ellie. Okay, that's an interesting, much lower cost than what I paid. Write in if you're from like a Midwestern state or Southern state or something like that, and if you changed your name for trans reasons, or just any reason, write in and let me know what that actually cost you. Because mine was, I think, total like $435 plus the certified copy. So it came to maybe around $600-ish. Whereas like this person is saying in New York, not the city, the New York State, it was only $210. So I don't know if that just goes by county or by state or by city. But I would love to hear more specific numbers about that kind of thing.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'm so excited for this email. This is an email from someone who works for Warren Buffett. So we did a Warren Buffett episode with Drew Gregory, and someone wrote in who works for Warren Buffett to spill the tea. Oh yeah, baby. And someone commented and said it was that the episode was like biased, which like, yes, obviously. It's biased using his own words to hang him. You know what I mean? When you repeat what someone has done and said, and then they're like, that seems bad. And it's like, yeah, it was bad. So anyway, this person wrote in. I'm so excited. Okay. Hi, Gabe. Love the show. And first things first, please keep me anonymous if you read this on the pod. I'm going to be spilling some tea. I have been waiting for the Warren Buffett episode, and I'm so glad it finally came out. I graduated college in December and got a job at Berkshire Hathaway subsidiary. And everyone I told was so impressed and excited for me. I was beyond excited too. I felt so swanky to have Berkshire Hathaway on my business cards. But bro, it's been kind of a trip. First of all, there are almost no company benefits, no PTO for the first 6 months, and no stock options. There are pictures of Uncle Warren. Everyone calls him Uncle Warren like it's a cult, up on all the walls, and quotes from him in random frames in the hallways. I'm dying. This is wild. Wow. I'm dying. This is so funny. It's giving Theranos. I love this email and I love you. And it gets, there's even more. Also, I want to say my boyfriend, who knows a lot more about this stuff than me, actually, he should probably host this podcast because he used to be a CPA. He has told me that there's a difference between stock options and stock awards. And stock options are when you have the ability to buy the stock at a lower cost. And stock awards is when they just give it to you. And so he said that his company, it's stock awards, not stock options. I think in the past I said that he gets stock options. So I was like, that's pretty interesting and cool. Anyway, none of that's happening at Berkshire Hathaway. Okay, back to the email. We barely have HR. Yep, I said that in the episode. So he brags about not having an HR department. So that is true. Okay, the boss supervisor structure is super unclear and there's almost no path to a raise or a better position. That's what he said. He openly talks about there's no HR and there's no like typical department structure at the company. It's just like he was saying there should just be one guy running everything and he doesn't want there to be any sort of department head situation. The most senior guy on my team has been working there for 8 years and has never gotten a raise or a promotion. Yeah, why would Warren Buffett do that? He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to give you more, like he doesn't have to do for inflation or give you more money or a raise or anything. You're lucky to work at Berkshire Hathaway. LOL. Ah, okay. The March Madness competition was bonkers though, with the winner guaranteed an $100K a year for their lifetime. And there are sometimes cash prizes at our company meetings if you get trivia questions right. I got a Google Home and a $50 Amazon card at the last one. Everyone talks about how different and how much better everything was before Berkshire Hathaway bought the place. It's a very strange environment. Okay, so this is a subsidiary that this person works at that was bought by Berkshire Hathaway. Ooh, just go back and listen to our Warren Buffett episode. Maybe I'll do an episode 2 about him because he is slowly becoming a negative hyperfixation for me. Ever been autistic? Okay. Anyway, hearing your episode made a lot of things make more sense. I hate this place and I plan on quitting when I hit a year working here. And then a peace sign emoji. Again, love the show and thanks for all you do. Bye. With a bunch of E's. Ah! Oh, I love it so much. Oh, wow. I love it so much. Let me find the Instagram comment where the person was like, because I'll give you I'm a fair bitch. I'll give you both sides, LOL. Okay, I said LOL twice. I'm sorry, I'm a millennial. Okay, so someone wrote, ooh, okay, these are the comments on the Instagram post, which I called Welcome to Hell. To be fair, I did ask for some feelings. This person wrote, ew, I always felt something was icky about him, barf face. Incredible. Then this person wrote, not gonna lie, I had to pause this one and come back in half an hour because I got so angry at the adopted kids situation. Hope there's a special hell for this guy. And then someone else wrote, this is a whole lot of unsourced speculation. Okay, that's fine. Who wrote this? Yes, a man. That's true. So then I want to read one thing that I didn't talk about in the episode, but this is something that his son said that I posted to Instagram. Listen, anybody who doesn't think my dad is smart, as soon as he started giving us the allowance, he put a slot machine up in the attic and we'd go up there and he'd win every penny back of the allowance, Howard Buffett said. In 10 years, I couldn't get 3 of those melons to line up. And then a fan commented, my uncle had a slot machine, but it didn't use actual money and he didn't charge me to use it. Jesus fucking Christ. This is pure insanity. Am I fully losing it? That you can't, like, anyway, if you have more to say about Warren Buffett, please write in. Oh, I love that email so much. Okay, well, if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at BWMPod, and you can also follow me at Gabe S. Dunn. Other shows are JBU Podcast and The New Guys with a K-N-E-W. You can follow the YouTube channel of Just Between Us. I basically have content coming out every single day of the week. That's not a joke. Every day of the week. Our mailbags are on Friday. Our Bad with Money episodes come out on Tuesday. We did some really amazing ones coming up. I'm just really excited about the topics we're covering. And if you have suggestions for topics, write them into gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can comment and I'll read it. You can follow the Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. If you comment on the Patreon, I'll read it. send voice memos. I love reading, but like sometimes, you know, I'm on testosterone. My voice is scratchy. So if you send a voice memo, that's very helpful to me. That's everything, I think. I'll let you go into your weekend and let me know if you want me to do a part 2 on Warren Buffett, because I have so much more to say. Okay. Love you guys. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.